Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start this episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
What are you at, boss? Welcome to the Mac City Morning Show.
Hey everybody, Keith Simpson here from Noral Toyota. We support the Oil Barons. We've joined the Drive-In Movie Theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Fort McMurray, and that's what makes this community such an amazing place to live.
And we are back. Big shout out to Noral Toyota, Keith, Thad, Nimmer, all the boys down at Noral, boys and girls, sorry, for keeping us in these nice warm clothes today, sponsoring us. We do appreciate your ongoing participation. Tanner, I'm wearing a hoodie today because it's kind of cold in the office. I don't know how you're not freezing right now, bro.
Because I grew up here and you did too. So, yeah, and one of us, I don't know, just decided that maybe because we live in the north where it's cold, I should get used to it.
Yeah.
And the other one decided to be a Madonna about it.
There you go. So, anyways, on with the show. As you know, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Well, hello. My name is Carrie Beaton, and I am, I guess I refer to myself as a green witch, but I am the owner of Patchouli Rose Herbal Apothecary.
Okay.
So what that is, it's an all-natural skincare and herbal remedies online store.
Okay. So let's unpack the green witch component. What does that mean?
So I was trying to think as I was meditating this morning, how do I encompass that into, you know, what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So to simply explain it, it's nature-based expression of spirituality.
Okay.
So I'm very closely connected with nature.
Okay.
So I like to use nature as a healer, as I think it was intended to be all along, as our ancestors used. I mean, I'm sure many people are used to having grandmothers and aunts and maybe even mothers that could make a poultice or could make some kind of a salve or have some kind of simple home remedy if you had a burn or a splinter or something.
Mm-hmm.
And that all comes from what I like to call plant spirit medicine.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So it's from listening to what your ancestors did, using what they had around them,
right,
and using that to treat or to remedy.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I have lots of those ointments and lotions in my parents' house from South America. They had, hey, you got a chest cold? Put this on. Oh, you got aches and pains? Put this on. I'm like, what is this that I'm putting on? It smells Vicks. It smells horrible.
In your house, it's Vicks.
Yeah, Vicks was, it's like South American Vicks. I don't even know what it is. It's like a black tar looking thing, but it worked.
A lot of that stuff, I refer to it, and people say I may overuse the word magic.
That's right.
But it is, because if it's made with someone had the knowledge.
That's right.
Of what this plant and herb is used for.
Yeah.
And then they made it into a salve. And by doing, like, certain things turned into a salve or an ointment or even an oil, they're so much more potent and healing than if you buy something and it's full of chemicals, it can really degrade the actual healing aspect of the herb that you're using.
Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so when would you say that you knew or defined that I'm a green witch? When did it happen in your life?
It really didn't. The light bulb didn't really turn on until, I would say, a couple of years ago during the pandemic.
Okay.
I always knew I was spiritual in a different way.
Right.
You know, I could communicate with spirit, or they wanted to communicate with me.
Right.
And I didn't really fully embrace that until I was older and I moved away from my hometown.
Mm-hmm.
And then you kind of want to find out who is it that you are.
Right.
And, you know, things start to become confusing, and then you can try to decipher what that means.
For sure.
So that's when spirits started coming. But the more you embrace things, the more they present themselves to you.
100%.
So I kind of just explored a little more of my spiritual side during the pandemic. I took a few online spiritual courses. And this one really resonated with me. It kept showing up in my news feed. It kept popping up, and it was like an intro to Plant Priestess. It wasn't called that. It was, I can't remember, but it was something into, you know, connecting, reconnecting with nature.
Right.
So I said, okay, like that so screams me, because I always knew deep down I was a hippie.
Yeah.
And just loved anything in relation to plants, herbs, weeds, and nature.
Okay.
So I took this 5-day course and really got me tuned into plants again.
Right.
And trees. Like, everyone knew me growing up and as a young adult as being a tree hugger, plant lover.
Right.
So I harnessed that, and then there was a course you could take. It was really expensive, and I just said, should I take it? It was, you know, a plant priestess course.
Okay.
So if you're spiritual and quote-unquote witchy, and you are attracted to nature,
right,
this might be your thing.
Okay.
And I was only into this thing maybe a couple of weeks. And
right.
I was already making like herbal oils, infusing, doing decoctions, making specialty teas, and just doing things for myself.
Right.
And starting to do things to heal my family members.
Right.
Or to not heal, but try to treat things and see how it would work.
Yeah.
Then I started posting on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And I had so many people say, and I have a lot of friends and family back east.
Mm-hmm.
So they're like, can you make some of that for me? Like,
right.
I would love to try that. Oh, I'm so interested.
Okay.
So as the course went on, which was, it was a year long thing.
Right.
I just got more interested in making and dealing with the plants and getting the, using the plant spirit medicine and
right.
putting it to work.
Okay.
And I got so much positive feedback from the stuff I was making.
Mm-hmm.
And I just said, well, maybe I will make a small business.
Okay.
Because I want to heal everyone. That's what I want to do. I want to, if someone wants it.
Right.
But I would give away the farm. Yeah. I would give it all away.
Right.
And not want to charge. So
yeah, yeah.
My husband is more business minded. So he said, okay, we'll do something where
yeah.
we aren't going to lose the farm.
That's right.
And as a business, you can still sell things at a good price where
right.
it's reasonable,
right,
and still make a profit so you can continue to do it.
Yeah, because you got to pay for the materials, right?
Yes.
That's right. Okay.
And the materials are pretty expensive, some of them. So,
right.
you know, you have to learn how to make them and still make them approachable.
Right.
Because all good health is attainable to everybody.
Right.
So, you know, and good skin care and good hygiene is available to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to pay top dollar
okay.
to get top quality.
Good. There you go. All right. So, because I forget about this all the time when people come on with businesses. So before I do forget, how can people find you?
They can find me at patchoulirose.com. That
okay.
is my website.
Okay.
And they can find me on Facebook, Patchouli Rose Herbal Apothecary.
Okay. Sweet. Now, let's get back into what they're going to find when they go to the website, because you've brought a few different things here for us today. So
I did.
What are we looking at here?
So I'm going to just show something. Well, of
yeah.
course, this is very, very ideal for Fort McMurray.
Okay.
I'll show you mine.
Okay. I'll show you mine. That's what it's called?
It's Tattoo Bomb.
Okay.
So it's like, I'll show you my tattoo. You show me. So
okay.
I had a lot of fun coming up with the name.
No doubt. Okay.
So this here tattoo, 1 ounce.
Yeah.
It's a couple of tattoos. And you buy expensive.
Mm-hmm.
I've also been told, but these different things. It's
okay.
essential oils that have multiple tattoos that keep coming back. When they know they're going to get a tattoo,
right.
they get it because they've used other products and had some infection or had some issues. And
right, right.
So, I mean, I'm not saying it's, you know, that's the be all end all, but I
yeah.
think if you're putting something on an open wound, if you try to go all natural, I think
right.
That's a good way to start.
There we go. Okay. So what else you got there for me?
So I have, thinking of you.
Yeah.
I brought
Oh, thank you.
This here is my beard oil.
Oh, okay.
Oil patch. Okay. So I left that one because I have safety seals on all my products. That one I didn't safety seal, so you could open it up and you can smell it.
All right.
Yeah.
Sweet. Thank you.
That baby is yours.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And another I brought because you have appeared.
Well, that smells delicious. Thank you. It smells manly.
That's the intention.
Yeah.
So I use
that's a new thing for you to experience.
Well, there you go. That's exactly it. I'm man pretty. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
You don't smell like that. I'll tell you that for free viewers.
Yeah.
So a lot of my products, I use essential oils are how you get the scent. I don't use anything that's not natural.
Right.
So I don't, people will message me and say, can you make something that smells all this or smells all that? And I can do a specialty like body butter that's all one specific scent.
Right.
But when I make things, I don't make them for how they are going to smell.
Mm.
I make them for their healing properties.
Okay.
So if it has 7 different essential oils in there, I have them specifically because using them together is going to help with, you know, I do things for varicose veins. I do things for people that have discoloration on their skin.
Okay.
Or if they have acne or scarring. So there's different recipes that you use for different things.
Right, right.
So I don't just use it for scent, but it's really good to mask some of the oils. Some of the carrier oils don't smell that wonderful. So.
Okay.
So I also have this product.
Yeah.
Burly Bastard.
Okay.
So that is beard butter.
Okay, cool. You really did have fun with these names, didn't you? That's awesome. Okay, very cool. So now the one thing that I've been looking at since you came in is it looks green. What's the thing in the...
This right here?
Yes, what is that?
So this is how most of it all starts. So this
Wow, that smells delicious, by the way.
They do smell good.
Looks like a jar of pickles.
It's not pickles. It's comfrey, calendula, and red clover.
Okay.
In grapeseed oil.
Okay.
So this is how I infuse my oil. So this is the old method.
Okay.
Or the traditional method of infusing your herbs. Yeah. So this I use these together because these make a really amazing salve.
Okay.
And this here is, I call it a heal-all.
Right.
But there's lots of things that are considered heal-alls.
Mm-hmm.
But you take your herb and your oil and infuse for at least 4 weeks.
Okay.
So you put it in an area where it gets lots of sun, but not too much sun, because too much sun will then degrade the value of the infusion.
Okay.
So I have a solarium on my house, so it's ideal for me to have my infusions because I just rotate.
Right.
So I also have this beautiful thing.
Yeah. What's that?
That is an elderberry tincture. So the elderberries are still in there. You can't really see them. But when it starts,
it's
100 proof grain alcohol.
Okay.
It looks just like a blueberry.
Okay.
A little more purple.
Okay.
And then it dries up almost like a seed, like a dried out seed.
Okay.
And that's an elderberry.
Okay.
And so elderberry... when this is done, mm-hmm. I strain the elderberries from it, and then you're left with the alcohol, which is infused with all the magic of the elderberry.
Okay.
So elderberries have, it's like having blueberries, but times 100 to have the antioxidants.
Oh, okay.
So before cold and flu season, mm-hmm. if you have an elderberry tincture, you just have to put that under your tongue. You can do that twice a day, 2 drops twice a day.
Right.
And that helps. It's like a prevention for cold and flu.
Okay.
If you have cold and flu, there's different dosage that you take for the elderberry tincture.
Right.
But it will help heal your cold and flu really fast.
Okay. Very cool.
It's like a really, high concentration of because the elderberry is really, really good for cold and flu.
Okay.
It's good for if you have allergies too. It's good for sore throat.
Yeah.
So an elderberry tincture is good to have in the house all the time, almost as in your first aid kit.
Okay. Very neat. And so it's just like you said, you just get a dropper and just...
Yeah, so when I have it done in a 1 ounce dropper.
Okay.
So you just drop that under your tongue.
And how long do you have to let that sit for?
Anywhere from 4 to 12 weeks.
Okay.
It just changes in how concentrated it is.
That's right. What happens if you let it sit longer? just becomes more concentrated.
Yeah, I wouldn't leave it past 12 just because that you don't want it to affect the flavor, because some of them are not very flavorful anyway because they're very strong from the grain alcohol.
Yeah, yeah.
But they stay. You can keep them in your house for 5 years. That's the expiry date on a tincture.
Okay, good to know. Well, listen, Tanner just gave me the signal that he's ready for his segment called The Max City Minute. But hey, Tanner, you want to put that ad in? Can we do that?
I think we can.
I think we can. Right. Let Tanner put the ad in for the Max City Minute. It's all about getting that job. The dream job, or any job for that matter. It blows my mind how many people don't prepare for their interviews. You need to prepare for the interview to get the job, to get the money. So prepare for the interview. Now, you guys see me here sitting crisscross applesauce every day. But the fact of the matter is, I was in human resources for over a decade in the oil and gas industry, primarily focusing on recruiting. So I know a thing or two when it comes to those interviews. So sign up for the course. Trust me, you won't regret it. Now back to the show. All right. Hopefully that doesn't mess up the sound.
Me also.
Fingers crossed. All right. So if you haven't already seen the show, Tanner's about to ask you some questions. I don't know what he's going to ask. I wish you nothing but the best of luck. Tanner, hit her with the Max City Minute.
All righty. Question number one. What is one place in Fort McMurray that you feel closest to nature?
I would have to say the trails, because where I live, basically I'm in Bear Central. That's where the bears come out of the trails. They're in my, they've been in my yard many times in the past few weeks. So the trails, absolutely.
Question number two. What is one plant that you find has the most uses for you?
That's easy. Calendula.
Question number three. What is one thing you sell that you think anyone would benefit from trying?
Pot of Marigold. It's a calendula cream.
Question number four. What is your favorite part of the process of making your many different products?
Stirring my cauldron.
And your final question. If you could live in any cartoon world from your childhood, what cartoon would that be?
Well, it's not really a cartoon, so you can tell me if this gets the zonk or...
There's no wrong answers.
Okay. Yeah. Bewitched.
Classic. With Samantha and the little nose twinkle. Yeah. Good show. Did you watch Bewitched, Elliot?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, I've seen it all.
It's oh, great. You've watched it all.
Yeah,
okay.
100%. My older sister is named after the after
Tabitha?
Samantha. Samantha, yeah.
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 Cool.
Her daughter was Tabitha.
Okay. There we go. Very cool.
Yeah. And those have been your five
Max City Minute we've ever had. You rifle those off. That's right.
We've had a few guests get under a minute, but none as like smoothly as
that's
that.
Right.
Usually it's like a scramble because they feel challenged.
That's right. And it's funny that you say you've won a car, because at the end of the show, you'll be very surprised with what you're going to be walking away with. So, yeah.
Okay. Lots of knowledge.
Yeah, that's right. So there's something that before we wrap up, because Tanner just hit the watch, that means we're out of time, unfortunately.
That was fast.
Unfortunate for the guests, because we're going to keep talking after we turn off the cameras. But there's something that you've embraced in this conversation that you don't mind saying, like, I'm a witch. This is magic. I have a cauldron. That's really cool that like you've embraced this terminology and that you're not afraid or shy about doing it. My question to you is, how do your friends and family who knew you before you started looking into this spiritual side of you, how do they feel? How do they conversate with you when you say these kind of things?
They just embrace it because they know me.
Like, right.
The people that have been with me through my life, mm-hmm. I always say in this lifetime, because I have my life is segmented in different parts of my life.
Right.
So I'll say in a past life, referring to other things. But I think becoming 50,
yes,
you get to that point where you don't care.
Mm.
Like,
yeah.
Not that I don't care, but I don't need anyone's approval.
That's right.
I don't need anyone's acceptance.
Yeah.
I don't need to prove anything.
Right.
I've lived a lot of life, mm-hmm. been through a lot of different things, And, you know, if you can love yourself at the end of that and know that your purpose is to heal people, and you get people in various states and forms, and you just go about and do that. You can't please everybody. People are not going to like it, and that's okay.
Right. There you go. I love it. Well, listen, I want you to come back again and again and again, so please feel free to come back on the show. Thank you very much for coming and bringing me gifts. I really like it. But before we cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout-out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Okay. If you want to check out my products, go to patchoulirose.com or Patchouli Rose Herbal Apothecary on Facebook. And it's not what you see is what you get. If there's something that you have that you have a need for, if you have an illness or an ailment, you can message me, and I will do what I can to help you out or point you in the right direction.
There we go. Awesome. Well, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Max City Morning Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. It does mean the world to me. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota. We appreciate your ongoing support. I hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.